Monday will be 10 years since the bombings at the Boston Marathon. The attacks killed 3 people on the scene, but thanks to swift action from first responders and hospitals, more than 200 people who were wounded survived that day. Some had limbs severed, others had glass and metal embedded in their chests, and dangerous swelling in their airways from the scorching air. It raises the question, is the medical system today ready for another mass casualty event like the Boston bombing? We're joined now by WBUR reporter Priyanka Dayal McCluskey. Priyanka, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So take us back to 10 years ago in Boston, the day of the marathon. How well was the system prepared for this mass casualty event?
Medical personnel and first responders were on the scene that day. They're always there to help take care of the runners. Mm-hmm. So they were able to respond right away when the bombs went off. And it just took about 4 minutes for them to notify hospitals that there was a potential mass casualty event unfolding.
Mm. Wow. And when they notified the hospitals in the system, in retrospect, do the experts think that that was done well, that they, say, brought the injured to different hospitals so they weren't overloaded?
So Boston's hospitals, they were prepared that day, and a lot of people say it's because they had been training for emergencies and how to respond to emergencies for many years, and they'd been ramping up these kind of emergency response plans since 9/11. I talked with Meg Femino, who worked in emergency management at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and here's what she said.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, it was luck. You know, it was at the change of shift. It was on a holiday. But sometimes you make your own luck. And we did.
So she said that this training that had been going on for years, it really paid off that day because people knew what to do in that disaster.
But in your reporting, it was training and preparation, but also execution. Yeah, according to the experts.
Yep. A lot of things had to go right that day. And looking back 10 years, people agree that many things went well in that response.
Now, in your reporting, you spoke to many emergency response experts. Do they think Boston hospitals could handle the same thing today?
So there just isn't as much room to put all the patients who need care in hospitals today. I talked to Dr. Emily Miller. She works in the emergency department at Massachusetts General Hospital, and she says crowding is hard on healthcare providers and patients.
They're being smushed into tiny little spots in the hallway, and it's total chaos around them constantly. It's hard to feel like we're providing quality care when it's just everything is so overcrowded and overwhelmed. So it's a challenge.
So you can hear that, you know, any day now in an emergency room, it may feel almost like a disaster because the people working in hospitals today have a lot more experience and knowledge. They have that experience of responding to the marathon bombings, of responding to COVID. They continued training to respond to emergencies. But the reality is that hospitals are overall just a lot more crowded now, and they're dealing with staffing shortages like they did not experience in the past. So it's just going to be a lot harder to respond because of these circumstances on the ground.
And as best you can tell, is this a problem beyond Boston, this perhaps shortage of staff on the supply side, as it were, or more emergency cases coming through the doors every day than a decade ago?
Yes, it definitely seems to be beyond Boston. You know, nationwide, hospitals are reporting just more sicker patients who are staying longer, and hospitals everywhere and many sectors, as we know, are struggling with staffing shortages, but it's definitely being felt in hospitals with nurses and all kinds of other staff.
So when you put the question to these experts, if there were another mass casualty event, similar event, today, how would the system handle it?
So I got some different responses to this question, but I think that overall people agree that they have more knowledge, more experience today, but there are more challenging, you know, circumstances for them to respond. And I talked to one doctor who said if we had another mass casualty event, it would be like handling a disaster on top of an ongoing disaster.
Mm. And is that just kind of the reality of how the system is today, or are there viable changes that can be made for the medical system, for hospitals to be better prepared than they are now?
Well, the people who work in emergency preparedness, they want to see more investment in this space, more training, and they also think it's going to take more coordination and also creativity. So hospital leaders need to get creative about where you can treat patients and just how to go through all the steps that it takes to respond to a big emergency.
That's Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey, senior health reporter at WBUR in Boston. Priyanka, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.